Al Green's new album, Lay It Down, was produced by a member of The Roots, Questlove, and features cameos and songwriting collaborations with so-called neo-soul artists, such as John Legend and Carine Bailey Rae. Rock critic Ken Tucker calls the result a pleasure. But does it stand up to classic Al Green records? Here's Ken's review.
At age 62, Al Green has earned the right not only to have acolytes, but to allow them to give him his proper due, which is to try and help him build a hit record. To that end, he agreed to have Amir Thompson, aka Questlove, the drummer for the hip-hop group The Roots, assemble a group of performers influenced by Al Green's prime 1970s hit singles. They did him proud, recording in New York, but capturing much of the mucky funk of the High Record Studios in Memphis, where Green recorded his greatest music with the producer Willie Mitchell. As I sit and wonder, baby, how you do the things you do, yeah. I know deep down in your heart, I'll never see all the way through. I smile. So with all this pretty music and these deep grooves, what keeps Lay It Down from being a great Al Green album? It's some mystical combination of spirituality, that is, the lack of it, and the lyrics, that is, the banality of them. Now, you might say that the man who made a hit by chanting love and happiness over and over doesn't have much need for tricky wordplay, and you're right, he doesn't. What he does need are sufficient phrases and refrains into which he can pour his smoldering passion. That's why one of the best tracks here is the tight, precise construct called I'm Wild About You, with its slamming beats and airy room for Al to improvise grunts and moans over the other nonverbal element, the woot-woots of the backup singers. The theme the new album mostly avoids is the explicit Christianity to which Green, the very active pastor of the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Memphis, has devoted much of his last 20 years of music making. The common wisdom is that once Green denied the secular in his music, it lost much of his tension. But in steering him away from God talk, his admirers have too often replaced it with mere nostalgia, summoning up memories of previous Green hits rather than moving him forward with new ones. Stay with me, my dear. Walk with me, hold me near. It's not as late as it seems. No, no. So why'd you take your love away? The meaning. This album's duets with the singers Corinne Bailey Rae and John Legend, I just played the latter, are the collection's least interesting tunes. On the other hand, a song written and recorded with yet another neo-soul singer, Anthony Hamilton, has the right idea. You Got the Love I Need has a lightness that compels Green to reach for the high notes his fraying upper register can still attain with an effort that signals his enduring energy. The lyric, meanwhile, is ambiguous enough to suggest that Green and Hamilton may be making an entreaty to Jesus as much as to a woman to be seduced. If, in the end, Lay It Down is an Al Green album for Starbucks stores that already show a waning desire to push vintage soul acts, it's enough of a showcase for Green's senior citizen vigor to make you realize anew that it doesn't matter how old he is or how young his admirers are. It's the vitality and resiliency of the music that matters.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Al Green's new album, Lay It Down.